Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Missy is in Cannes.
I'm sorry, where is she?
Cannes.
Do you say it like that too, Missy?
Canton.
I was close.
Canton.
You were not close.
Stevie, give it to how you say Canton?
Just Canton.
It didn't go well. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hi, Missy. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Sure, I did.
Outside of the, how do I put this? The Sunday.
There you go.
That's right.
Not great.
But if they went out.
They lost too.
They did
but
lose.
But if they win out.
Of course, the year that they do not look great, we even perpetually look worse. But they're 2-7.
See.
If they win more, if Browns could go 10-7, maybe make the playoffs.
That's cute.
Thanks. So go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and start the game, Missy.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Missy.
Thank you.
Stevie's shaking her head.
Forgot about the Browns.
You didn't sit down and watch them?
No, never even crossed my mind.
How do I be like you? Look, I'm going to be... That's the next segment called Be Like Stevie. All right, we're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's out of the room. Producer Stevie's keeping track of the score. Here we go. Question number one. Hundreds of music legends gathered Saturday night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It wasn't here. It was in Los Angeles, and it was the evening of a lifetime with collaborations. They had laughter, tears, and, of course, most of all, music. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in which Northeast Ohio city?
Cleveland.
Question number two. Teaser trailer for Michael. We talked about this last week. It's the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic, Shattered Records, with just over 116 million views in the first 24 hours. So that means it passed the likes of the Freddie Mercury biopic, also the Bob Marley one, and even this artist slash singer's The Eras Tour concert film.
Taylor Swift.
Question number three, the Grammy nominations. They came out Friday morning. Kendrick Lamar leads the nominations with 9, followed by Lady Gaga with 7. And then you had Leon Thomas, Sabrina Carpenter, and Bad Bunny all receiving 6 nominations. Which Grammy-nominated artist that I mentioned is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show next year?
Oh, my gosh. Lamar? Whatever. I didn't remember what you said. The last one.
The Kendrick Lamar?
Yes.
Okay, question number four. Just want to make sure you get that in. It's been more than 3 years since Pete Davidson has bid farewell to Saturday Night Live, but the comedian says that he would return in a heartbeat if Lorne Michaels needed him. Now, Saturday Night Live recently celebrated which anniversary? It was either their 40th, 50th, or 60th.
50th.
Question number five. Kim Kardashian revealed on Instagram that she's not a lawyer yet. After sharing that she failed the test, the Skims mogul promised no shortcuts, no giving up. Now, Kim Kardashian stars in which new Hulu show that is about a team of female divorce attorneys leaving a male-dominated firm to open up their own powerhouse practice? I'm looking for the name of that show.
Oh, my gosh. No idea. Lady Attorneys. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Lady Attorneys now on Hulu. We love the guests. We're going to see if you hit on that one and how you did. Then Jen answers those same five questions next. Missy is playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui now back into the room, so we'll continue the game in just a minute. But producer Stevie, let Missy know how she did.
Missy got three.
Ooh.
Good job, Missy.
Three. Good job, Missy.
Thank you.
We'll see what happens. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. As hundreds of music legends gathered Saturday night at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Los Angeles, it was an evening of music and tears and laughter and collaborations. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in which Northeast Ohio city?
Cleveland.
Of course it is. A block away from the radio station.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Couple blocks.
Couple blocks. There you go, Stevie. Thank you. Question number two. Couple blocks plus a couple blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple hills.
Couple hills down here.
Yeah. Scoot down there.
Or apparently golf cart at some point in time.
Oh,
soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Question number two, the teaser trailer for Michael, the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic, shattered records with just over 116 million views in his first 24 hours. So that passed the likes of the Freddie Mercury biopic, the Bob Marley one, and even this artist/singer's The Eras Tour concert film.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Question number three. The Grammy nominations came out Friday morning, of Kendrick Lamar leading the nominations with 9, followed by Lady Gaga, and also with 7 nominations. You have Leon Thomas, you have Sabrina Carpenter, and Bad Bunny all receiving 6 nominations. Which Grammy-nominated artist that I mentioned is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show next year?
Bad Bunny.
It is Bad Bunny. As we move to question number 4. It's been more than 3 years since Pete Davidson said farewell to Saturday Night Live. However, he said he would return in a heartbeat if Lorne Michaels needed him. Saturday Night Live recently celebrated which anniversary? It was either their 40th, their 50th, or their 60th.
Their 50th.
It was their 50th. As we move to question number 5, Kim Kardashian revealed on Instagram, not a lawyer yet, after sharing that she failed the test, the Skims mogul promised no shortcuts, not giving up. Now, Kim Kardashian stars in which new show on Hulu that is about a team of female divorce attorneys leaving a male-dominated firm to open up their own powerhouse practice?
All is Fair.
Which has horrendous reviews, but yet unbelievable amount of minutes watched already.
Everybody's watching
it. Yeah,
I know. It was renewed, I saw.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, it got renewed?
Oh, I didn't see that, did it?
It's bad reviews.
Good for them.
That's right.
I mean, good for those. Yeah.
It's all about the teasing and the minutes and whatever. It doesn't matter about the reviews.
Maybe it'll get better.
Maybe it will, or maybe it is good in the reviews. I mean, how many times do you see things that is poorly reviewed that ends up being a good show or movie? So.
And you got Glenn Close in there. Yeah.
A lot of big names. Okay, final totals there.
Missy 3, Jen 5.
Oh, 5.
I'm sorry, Missy.
That's okay, Jen. You're one closer to the box.
Oh, you
yes,
sound like Tim now.
That needs to be the new punch out. One, you're 17 wins away.
Wow.
Missy, we love talking to you. Thank you for listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Missy, and I did not Trump Tui.
D is in Newberry. Going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, D, how are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm well. How are you?
I am glad that you are well. We are doing well. How was your weekend? Was it good?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, very nice.
Good. We're glad to hear that. Well, you're going to play this round of Trump Tui. We're going to ask you these 5 questions in just a minute. But first, you need to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you be so kind to exit the room?
I sure will. Good luck to you, Dee.
All right. She's leaving the room. As you know, producer Stevie stays in with me. We're going to ask you 5 questions once Jen gets out of the room. There is a time limit involved, if you will. There's a timer. So just make sure you respond before you hear that buzzer. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, and let her know, hey, it's her turn to answer these 5 questions. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, if you win, you get the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. That will be amazing. We are all rooting for you. So let's get to these 5 questions, beginning with question number 1, beginning with cereal lovers. They're going to be happy to know that Fruity Pebbles has just brought back their limited edition Winterfest Fruity Pebbles for 2025. Now, the cereal features red and green rice flakes with marshmallow snowballs that retain the texture and taste of regular Fruity Pebbles. Why can't we try this for a tasty Tuesday?
Sounds delicious.
All right. Our question to you is simple. What is your favorite cereal?
Oh, for Captain Crunch.
Ooh, yeah.
Me too.
Can't go wrong with that at all. With the crunch? Oh, yeah. Some cereal. I wouldn't mind having a whole wall of cereal in here. I'd
That'd
like to
be
eat,
nice
though.
Nice in the morning.
Imagine that.
like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, you're right, it is. Question number two. The famous Rockefeller Christmas tree has made it to New York City. 75 feet, traveling 150 miles to Midtown Manhattan, with the official tree lighting taking place on December 3rd during a ceremony airing on NBC and Peacock. Which artist sings the Christmas song underneath the tree? It's either Mariah Carey or Kelly Clarkson.
Mariah Carey.
Question number three. We have the company behind the YouTube series Hot Ones is launching a spinoff series, Hot Ones Wing Pong. It debuts Wednesday, by the way. Which fast casual burger chain did Hot Ones collaborate with?
Burger King.
All right, we'll go with Burger King for the answer for question number three. As we move to the answer to question number four, the Grammy nominations have been released, and the Best New Artist category is stacked. Some of the nominees, you have Olivia Dean, Addison Rae, Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, and also Lola Young. What Nickelodeon TV show made Leon Thomas widely known to teen audiences?
I don't have a clue. I'm going to say... Which is a Waverly. I don't know.
All right, I'm glad you guessed. Question number five. That seems like that's a nice, good go-to.
That's Jen's favorite to guess, too.
I love that. We'll see if you hit or not. Well, question number five. Tate McRae is having a massive moment, fresh off the rising pop star's first Grammy nomination for her track from F1, the movie. She's dropping the deluxe edition of her album, So Close to What to Celebrate. What are Tate McRae fans called?
McCrayon.
Oh, I like that. I like that guess. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Now we have to grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back into the studio to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
D is a Newberry playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have Jen Tui back in the room, so it's time to let D know how she did.
She got one.
All right, D. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good job.
Not so good.
That's all right.
We could tie at one, go to that stupid tiebreaker, and you can take it all.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
Question number one. Cereal lovers are going to be happy to know that Fruity Pebbles just brought back their limited edition Winterfest Fruity Pebbles for 2025. This is a cereal that features the red and green rice flakes with marshmallow snowballs that retain the texture and the taste of regular Fruity Pebbles. Our question to you, what's your favorite cereal?
I do like Cinnamon Life. Delicious. Or Raisin Nut Bran. Oh my God,
no.
So good.
So you missed the first one.
No, I don't.
Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life is so
raisin
good.
Raisin Bran's even worse.
No, Raisin Bran. Raisin Nut Bran, has the raisins coated.
That's better than Raisin Bran. I agree with that.
Coated in that, like, I don't know.
My mom loves
goodness.
Raisin Bran. She has eaten Raisin Bran for a bajillion years. That is the...
She but needs to
you have to get
up.
At it right away because it turns into a sloppy mess. That's the problem with some of these cereals.
Oh, I like a soggy cereal.
No way.
I do too. Like I like the sog to kind of start to.
I am getting sick. Okay. Question number two. The famous Rockefeller's Christmas tree made it to New York City. 75 feet tall, traveling 150 miles to Midtown Manhattan with the official tree lighting taking place on December 3rd during a ceremony that's airing on NBC and also on Peacock. Which artist sings the Christmas song underneath the tree? It's either Mariah Carey or Kelly Clarkson.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
It is Kelly Clarkson. Question number three. The company behind the YouTube series Hot Ones is launching a spinoff series. Hot Ones Wing Pong debuts on Wednesday.
Stop it.
Which?
Why do I think you would come up with Wing Pong? That's hilarious.
Oh, it's great. I know.
Yeah,
when I saw
such
this,
a good name.
That is a Tim. That is a
That's
Tim name.
So great.
Which fast casual burger chain did Hot Ones collaborate with?
Oh, In-N-Out Burger. Shoot. I just tried.
Shake Shack. Question number four.
I thought you were choking someone.
You're shaking that paper like crazy.
You looked like you were about to. You don't even want to know what I was about to say.
Question number four. The Grammy nominations have been released in the Best New Artist category is stacked. Some of the nominees, you have Olivia Dean and Addison Rae and Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, and also Lola Young, just to name a few. What Nickelodeon TV show made Leon Thomas widely known to teen audiences?
Zach and Cody.
That's Disney.
The Kit Kat Show.
It is the Kit Kat Show as we move to question number five.
No, it is not.
I mean, it is, but it's not
called. What's it actually called, though?
Victorious.
Yeah, that one.
But it has nothing to do with cats, by the way.
Except kind of.
Question number five.
Not at all.
One of these days, you're going to hit on one of those questions.
Never.
It's going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Tate McRae is having a massive moment. Fresh off the rising pop star's first Grammy nominations for her track from the F1 the movie, she dropped the deluxe edition of her album, So Close to What, in celebration. What are Tate McRae fans called?
Tater Tots.
What just happened right? Got it.
I had a feeling she would guess.
Me
as
too.
As they should be.
I cannot
to be a
believe
joke.
It.
As they should be.
Tater Tots originally on Victorious. Kidding. Final total is there,
with
Stevie.
Cats.
Steve 1, Jen 3.
I'm going to tell you right now, D has no chance when you guess you got Tater Tots.
Yeah, but that was just one of those lucky guesses. Yeah.
We still love D.
Yeah.
We're glad you played, D.
Great job. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. It's always good to talk with you, D, but you know what you need to say.
I do. Sadly, I will not be experiencing a smooth sip to the lips because, Jen, I did not trump Chewy this morning.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.